A few weeks ago, I was at a conference on preaching. Really, I was at a conference of preachers. And looking at the conference schedule, I saw the different times and the different places where different preachers would be speaking. It was kind of like a menu. Each hour, I could choose between two or three different preachers to go and hear. The next hour, I'd have the choice of two or three more preachers. In the schedule, there was a brief biography of each preacher, and usually something about their topic. I could choose the preacher I wanted to hear, unlike you. I could hear the preacher that I wanted to hear, or the topic that I wanted to hear. Some of the preachers were famous. Some of the topics were really interesting. I liked having a choice about preachers and topics. So if I saw on the schedule of the Great Gathering Preaching Conference of the Scriptures, if all of the great preachers from Moses to John the Apostle were gathered, and I needed to make a choice for this hour, I think, my dear brothers and sisters, that I would much rather listen to the preaching of Isaiah than John the Baptist. I think if I had my choice, I would just listen to the prophet Isaiah. Maybe you would too. After all, Isaiah paints for us this beautiful picture of a peaceful time. He tells about the gifts of the Spirit of the Lord and the gifts that will be poured out on the chosen one of God. In fact, Isaiah says that these gifts are the spirit of wisdom and understanding, counsel and strength, knowledge and piety and fear of the Lord. If this list sounds familiar to you, it's because they are the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit that are bestowed in the sacrament of confirmation. It is the prophet Isaiah who gives us this list. He talks about a time of peace and reconciliation. He talks about all of the creatures of our God and King living in harmony. Isaiah talks about the Lord ruling with justice and the revelation of the glory of God. I think I would like to listen to this preacher today. He talks about gifts and peace and harmony and glory. Isaiah paints a beautiful picture for us to look at. And he does not say a single word that requires me to change anything about my life. Well, maybe that isn't quite true. After all, he does talk about the judgment of the Lord against the ruthless and the wicked. He does talk about the Lord's passion for justice. Perhaps joining in the great celebration of peace and harmony on the holy mountain might require a little conversion. It might require a little humility and a little change. So maybe we can now go and catch the end of John the Baptist preaching. Maybe we'll find something a little better there. Maybe he will be all gentleness and peace. Maybe he will just leave us alone to gaze at the picture of the kingdom. But of course, that isn't the style of John the Baptist. He's known for his fire and his clarity and his urgency. He's got a message of repentance and preparation. He talks about cutting down fruitless trees. He talks about burning away the chaff from the harvest. John the Baptist makes it clear that he has come before the king to announce that the kingdom is at hand. And everyone who wants to enter the kingdom of God will have to renounce their own claim to royalty. John the Baptist is pretty clear. The King of Heaven will claim dominion over all creation. He will claim dominion over me and over you. But not by force. That would be too easy. Not by force. After all, he is God. And we are not. He could conquer us by force. He could conquer us with his strength and with his power and with his glory. He could take us by force. But he conquers our hearts and our minds and our souls with humble love.
Isaiah and John the Baptist, and Moses and Paul, and even the preacher who now speaks to you, invite you to prepare to meet not a conquering hero, but a baby in a manger. Amen.